Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? This is the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett here with Carl Todd. What's going on?
Tonight we're going to be doing Saw, and we have the Jigsaw puppet as a special guest with us again.
I wish he talked.
He don't. But before we get started, Saw is a movie that you really can't review without spoilers. So if you haven't seen Saw, it came out in 2004, so you're like, what, 19 years late? You probably might want to pause this and go watch Saw. I would imagine if you're watching this podcast, you probably have seen it. But there's your warning. If you have not, then go on Vudu, and you can find it on there cheap.
So how was your day today?
My day was crazy at work.
I woke up this morning and I was in a great mood.
And work was fucked going, it up.
Day was going great. Traffic going to work wasn't bad. Didn't have one idiot all the way to work. Get to work, go in, and our dispatcher wasn't there yet. So at the dealership, you got front counter parts guys, then you got back counter parts guys. The back counter takes care of the guys in the shop, gets all their parts for them. The front counter, they do customers and stuff that come in for parts.
Gotcha.
So I go in the back door by the back counter, and we got this, I call him a kid because he's probably not even 30 years old. Got one door you can see over the counter, and he's sitting at the other counter, and there's a door to get into the actual warehouse where our little office is at for the contractors. I said, "Hey man, can you let me in, you know, let me in the door?" He sits there and ignores me.
Okay.
He wasn't doing nothing but just looking on his phone. I don't know if he was in deep thought or whatever, but finally he looks at me, and then he still don't get up and go to let me in.
Maybe they fired you.
Well, they should have after what I said.
What'd you say?
Thanks, you fucking dick. Yeah, and walked out and went around and waited till my dispatcher got in there to let me in the back door, the other door.
Okay.
So that got me in a bad mood the whole rest of the fucking day.
You're still in a bad mood, I can tell. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to be.
You're in a bad mood.
Got me a new drink, too.
A Whataburger drink?
Whataburger
vodka.
It's Whataburger vodka. It's Whataburger lemonade and my lime vodka that I drink. And it's scary because you can't even taste the vodka.
Uh-oh. What else you got?
We got a new YouTube subscriber.
Well, we need about how many more?
A lot.
Well, if you come to the Texas Haunters Convention in July, whenever the dates are.
15th and 16th.
There you go. Man, what's the table?
Table 9.
See, I'm testing him and he actually remembers all this. I'm proud of you.
Mesquite, Texas.
Yep. Then you can get gifts and prizes and subscribe to the YouTube page, because right now I'm all about pushing the YouTube page. We are actually getting more hits on YouTube than we are on the podcast, the Audio Zoom Boom.
Audio Boom, yeah.
So yeah, I'm all about pushing
that. Combines all the podcasts.
Yes.
things.
That's so. Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, the Spotify.
Yeah,
so anyway. Somehow YouTube has actually picked up the steam and outdoing the podcast portion. So,
well, yeah, we're like up to 11,000 views so far.
So need to come out to the Texas Hunters Convention and we'll put you on YouTube, make you famous. At least 11,000 people famous, I guess.
So, yeah, thanks to Juan Sanchez. He's our newest YouTube subscriber. So if you're listening or watching, Juan, thank you very much. We still got to do, I think we need to do another contest before the convention, though. Do a little something. I don't know. We'll see. That's only 3 weeks away, so. Yeah. All right.
I was going to say, we just dead-aired here, so.
Only for a second.
I thought Saw was supposed to be exciting.
Saw is pretty exciting.
So what made you pick Saw out of everything?
It was on the list. It was on the list.
And you actually picked the first movie in a series this time?
Yes, I did. Yes, okay. I did.
I've actually got my lighting perfect for the first time in 2 years or however long we've been taping this. So
I can't stand my lighting. I'm about ready to turn them lights off.
I don't know. You got green shit going on. And
how's that? That look better?
It's way too bright in there. You need to turn some of your lights off.
I got one light on. The only light I got on the
ceiling.
Look
how cool all my lights are. We'll do a contest. Who has the cooler backdrop? Brett or me?
For sure.
That's a contest.
You see my fucking garbage can and shit, so.
Garbage can? Well, I am running a museum here. You're running a, I don't know what that is.
Half my living room?
It's supposed to be your studio. Yeah. I have a studio built into the museum, so.
I got a studio built into my living room, so.
See, I got Dracula here, and I got Mr. Pumpkinhead and the skeleton dude, and his light broke. We got whatever that guy's name is. Captain Howdy, I don't know. Twisty, the Bride of Karabi, and of course the what you call it, and this silly pumpkin over here that really don't mean much anymore, I guess.
Nope. All right.
Let's get going.
Saw, directed by James Wan. Screenplay by Lee Wannell. Is that how you pronounce it? Wannell or Wannell? How do you pronounce it?
Wannell.
It was actually written by both James Wan and Lee Wannell.
And they were like buddies and wrote
film
this thing.
School, yeah.
Yeah, and they went to school together. So.
Yep. In Australia. They're
in Australia. And James Wan has one of the coolest accents of anybody I've ever heard. I was listening to the features and he's just got a cool voice. He ought to like do voiceover work or something.
Produced by Greg Hoffman, Oren Cools, and Mark Berg. Cinematography by David A. Armstrong.
He should have won an Academy Award.
Yeah. All the different camera angles and stuff. And yeah. Edited by Kevin Gruder. Music by Charlie Clouser. Production company was Twisted Pictures, which it used to be something else before that. They changed the name to it. Yeah, I'll find it here after a bit. Distributed by Lionsgate Films. It was released January 19th of 2004 at Sundance.
And that's where Lionsgate first discovered it.
Yep.
And they jumped on it.
And it was released October 29th, right in time for Halloween in 2004.
And I was there opening night for this movie.
Was you really?
Yes.
Shit, I don't remember what I was doing in 2004. Running time is 103 minutes.
Seems longer.
Yeah, it does. With
well,
all
I have the unrated version, so it might be longer.
Okay. Country of origin, United States, English language. The budget for this thing was only $1.2 million.
That's it.
That's it. And they started out with 30 grand between them.
Well, originally they had done like the little home movie version of Saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is what got them the attention. Maybe even Lionsgate's first attention.
Yep.
I have that on one of the DVDs. It wasn't on the Blu-ray or the 4K, but it wasn't very exciting, honestly. So not much to see on the little pre-movie.
Guess how much it made at the box office?
That thing made over $100 million. I know that for a fact.
Almost 104, 103.9.
And Lionsgate got a lot of money out of it.
Yes, they did. But and I think it actually made more in VHS and DVD rentals
than even at the box office.
Yeah, I think so. Because it was making like $20 million a week when it first came out.
Yeah, it was sort of the... well, of course, it launched an entire franchise that's still going on. There's going to be a new Saw movie come out this year.
Oh, really?
And it's yeah.
Any of the original characters or?
Well, it's going to have Jigsaw in it. We'll just leave it at that. Wow. I don't know what capacity, since he's been dead for like 20 years now in movie world, yeah. Not in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, they filmed this in 18 days. But it took 6 weeks for them to do the soundtrack. Which Fear Factory did a song on there.
They did, yes.
Wasn't it at like the ending credits or something?
Probably was. I don't know right offhand.
All right, you want to go over the plot or you want me to?
You can do it because, again, we're going to have to spoil this movie because there's no way to really cover it without spoilers. And you're best at doing spoilers. I learned that from the Planet of the Apes shows.
Did you listen to this last one?
I did, actually. And that's actually one of my favorite Planet of the Apes movies, the third one.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, cool. I actually listened to y'all on that one. Y'all talked over each other too much. You and Kyle.
Me and Kyle?
Yeah, you was talking over him, and then he'd talk over you, and Jimbo would bring everything back to speed, I think. So give us the plot of this booger.
Basically, this guy wakes up in a bathtub full of water. His name's Adam, and he's a photographer. And he can't see shit. He's chained to a fucking pipe. And he don't know what's going on. And then he hears somebody. And ends up being another guy in there chained up on the other side of the bathroom. And he ends up being an oncologist by the name of Dr. Lawrence Gordon. And all of a sudden the lights come on. And they can actually see what's going on in the room. And it's nothing good.
No, it's nothing good. No.
Nothing good for sure.
Nothing good.
Well, anyway, they keep finding like clues and stuff around. And yeah, it's not good.
It's not good at all. It's bad. It's very, very bad. Right, Jigsaw Puppet.
And basically from there, really just all kinds of mayhem ensues. All kinds of crazy stuff. So don't really want to give too much of it away because I'm going to give some of it away when I do the trivia.
Yeah.
But basically it's two guys locked in an old crappy rundown gross bathroom.
Yeah. Looks like it's been abandoned for about 50 years.
Yep. Exactly. All right, let's go over the cast here.
Let's do the cast. It's a very, very, very good cast, and there's a lot of big names in this low budget $1 million movie too.
Yes, there is. All right. First off, we got Lee Wannell as Adam.
And he actually wrote the movie.
Wrote the movie, did the screenplay.
Yeah, the screenplay. I misspoke it.
Well, they both wrote the actual story.
Yeah. Too.
Then we got Cary Elwes as Dr. Lawrence Gordon.
And he's most famous from The Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yep.
So he's a pretty known actor. I was sort of like, okay, cool. Then it gets even better.
We got Danny Glover.
Danny Glover is in this thing.
As Detective David Tapp.
And he only filmed it 2 days. Danny Glover was only on set for 2 days.
And we got Ken Leung. I guess that's how you pronounce it. As Detective Steven Singh. Dina Meyer as Carrie.
And she's another really good actor and a lot of stuff.
She started out in Beverly Hills 90210.
She did, and she was in Star Trek, and I know her most from Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Love that movie. I think Greg mentioned on the Real Talks he was a fan of Starship Troopers.
Next, we got Mike Butters as Paul. Paul Gutrecht is Mark, and I guess he's an actual psychologist in real life.
He is. He actually is. Yep.
Michael Emerson as Zep Hindle.
And Michael Emerson's been in a lot of stuff. Of course, he was in Lost. He always plays a nut.
And he plays, have you watched that movie with the priest? Oh, what's it called? The black priest and the woman psychiatrist. Oh, I can't think of the name of it now, but he plays the villain in that show. Does a really good part. He plays a demon. Then we got Benito Martinez as Brett.
Oh, you're in the movie.
Michael, Shawnee Smith as Amanda.
And she would be in more Saw movies down the road.
Yes, she will.
And originally she didn't want to do the movie because she thought it was going to be too scary and too gory.
Until she watched the little short film.
The short actually sold her.
Then she got it. Mackenzie Vega as Diana Gordon. Monica Potter. What's she been in? Let's see. What's she been in?
I don't know.
The Good Wife. I think she was the daughter. She's younger. She played the doctor's daughter, I think.
Yeah, she was the daughter in it, the little girl.
Monica Potter as Allison Gordon. And she was in Patch Adams and Along Came a Spider. And she played Nick Cage's love interest in Con Air.
Okay. I never knew that.
Ned Bellamy is Jeff. Alexander Chun is Carla.
You're missing like the main person in this movie, Brett.
The best for last, man. Tobin Bell as Jigsaw.
Well, I don't even know if he's called Jigsaw in the movie until like the end, is he?
I remember Danny Glover talking about it in a couple of the scenes.
Well, Dr. Gordon also talks about the Jigsaw Killer, but they don't know who the Jigsaw Killer is until the very end of the movie.
Very end of the movie.
Even
though you do see him in different parts of the movie all the way through it.
You do, yeah.
So
now, when I saw this movie, I was in total shock at the end of this thing. I mean, this movie totally blew my freaking mind away. I mean, it was like almost a Hitchcock type movie to me. It just... I was not expecting this movie to turn out the way it did. And I usually can guess most movies, but this got me.
Very suspenseful.
very suspenseful
and gory. It got the best of both worlds.
It is gory. Now, the Saw movies are known for the traps and all that, but this one actually wasn't. The traps weren't as much featured in the first movie. It was mostly Dr. Gordon and Adam in the bathroom or whatever they were with the dead body laying there the whole time.
Well, when they first was going to do it, that's the way they were going to do the whole movie, was just them in one room.
Yeah, I'm glad that they added more to it.
Yeah.
Danny Glover was excellent in this movie.
Yeah, he was.
He was excellent. I mean, I know a lot of people think these movies are just guts and blood, but the first Saw is really a must-see movie for anybody that's interested in not only horror movies, but mysteries or suspense or
whodunits.
Yeah, whodunits. For Hitchcock, sure. Hitchcockian, if that's a word, films. Now they do get gorier as they go along, but the first Saw is, I highly recommend this movie if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it, then you've been spoiled already. This is your last chance. Turn it off and go watch it. I'm gonna give you 2 seconds. One, two. Okay. Now you're spoiled. So all where are we going to next?
I guess we can go through some awards. They were nominated for all kinds of stuff.
They should have been nominated for all kinds of stuff.
Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films. They were nominated for Best DVD Special Edition and Best Horror Film Saturn Awards. But they didn't win. I don't know who won against them. Doesn't say. Nominated for Best Frightened Performance for Cary Elwes on the MTV Movie and TV Awards for 2005. Teen Choice Awards is Best Movie Thriller.
It's a thriller. I missed that when I was going through all my words.
Lee Wannell was nominated for Choice Movie Scream Scene. Let's see some of these ones that more ones that we know here. Fangoria Chainsaw Awards, nominated for Best Wide Release Film.
I don't know what would have beat it.
I don't know. What else came out that year? Shit, who knows?
Fuck, I don't know.
James Wan got Best Feature for the San Sebastian Horror and Fantasy Film Festival.
Now, see, that's why there needs to be a Evil Never Dies Film and Music Festival Awards.
Well, we need to have a festival first before we can have
to have an awards, not a festival. The festival will be in 5 years.
All right.
The awards are coming this year.
The Golden Schmo Awards. It was nominated for Trippiest Movie of the Year.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
It won Best Horror Movie of the Year. Best Favorite Movie Poster of the Year it won.
That movie poster is really cool. Yes. Yeah.
And most memorable scene in a movie for the ending of it.
Yeah.
Final scene.
No doubt about that. Right, Jigsaw Puppet. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. You want to go over? You got anything else you want to add?
Nah.
You want me to go into the trivia here?
Let me just kind of glance through my few little notes I got. We talked about the short film, and it sort of helped the studios take interest in the script. So it did its job. I guess they met with Greg Hoffman, who was one of the producers, and he brought in the other two guys, Mark Berg and I forget the other guy's name.
Yeah, didn't they meet like at a coffee shop or something? And
yes, and that they actually formed Twisted Pictures at that point.
Yeah.
So, I guess DreamWorks actually was interested in it, which was kind of surprising. That was Steven Spielberg's former movie company with David Giffen and whoever else. So, the three producers actually put up a mortgage on their headquarters in order to give this thing its million-dollar budget.
Yep.
So Lionsgate was not involved with this in the beginning at all. They just picked it up after it was filmed and distributed it. Now, in upcoming films, Lionsgate would play a bigger role.
Well, Lionsgate didn't even do it until it was going to go straight to video.
Yeah, but Lionsgate was actually going around and showing it at different places.
That's when they decided with the screenings that they would put it in wide release. So,
yeah, well, Lionsgate wasn't sure what they had. They didn't know how people were going to react to it. So every time it screened, it just blew up, and they're like, "Yeah, this thing's going to the picture show."
All right, let's go over a little trivia here. In order to make the actors feel what the characters were going through, all of the bathroom scenes were shot in chronological order. Wow,
that makes sense.
Yeah, but still, that's crazy, huh? Be a long time doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Director James Wan wanted the camera movements to reflect the two main characters' emotions and personality. He filmed Dr. Gordon with a steady, controlled shot, and Adam as handheld shots to capture their emotions of the situation.
Yeah, and Adam looks darker and grittier.
Yep.
In his.
That might have to do that he woke up in a bathtub full of gross ass water.
Yeah, but just the way they filmed it.
The lighting, you mean? Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
he was filmed grittier.
According to the DVD commentary, James Wan stated that many of the scare scenes in the film were nightmares he and Lee Wannell had as kids.
That's pretty cool. Here's some trivia for you. James Wan primarily cast Tobin Bell because of his voice. That's what got him the role.
Okay.
I guess that's another Hitchcock thing. Hitchcock went off of a lot of voice stuff. So
yeah.
I thought that was really cool. I'd never known until I watched the extra features last night. And Tobin Bell also wanted to meet and work with Glover. So
okay.
I guess he was a fan of Danny Glover, so he thought it was an opportunity to actually get to work with him on a film. So, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to Tobin Bell get in the role. I mean, to me, it would seem like, oh, wow, this is like the perfect thing, but it was sort of a fluke.
Exactly.
So what you got?
The next installment, Saw 2 from 2005, was approved for production the weekend the film opened.
Of course it was. Lionsgate knew what they had.
According to the BBC, this is one of the most profitable horror films of all times.
Yeah, I think it might well be.
For its time, you know, too.
Yeah, you got to realize this movie is almost 20 years old now. That's crazy.
I know. Director James Wan took a gamble and took no upfront salary for the film and opted for a percentage instead.
Well, yeah, it's smart for him. And it certainly launched his career, and he's done some huge budgeted movies after this.
Director James Wan built the jigsaw doll for the film.
And it also appears in what movie, Brett? Dead Silence, which we reviewed about a month or two back.
Yep.
Which James Wan also made. The Saw puppet does appear in that.
Yeah, they made the whole thing from scratch.
Why don't we make one from scratch?
Yes, you could.
We still got to fix our it in the sewer that's broke.
Yeah, I know. But it's 100 and fuck outside.
Well, you said you were bored March, April, and May and never did it.
We were doing other stuff then.
My sewer, it's never going to get fixed.
Oh, it will. It it's just if the motor's bad, they're going to give us a new motor.
Well, we need a motor then.
Huh?
Well, then we need a new motor.
Well, didn't you say that Spirit Halloween would replace it?
Yeah, they got this thing called Zombie something.
They just send you a new one out or whatever?
They'll fix it. We might have to pay for it. I don't know.
All right. Huh?
I don't know. Keep on.
All right. In post-production, director James Wan discovered that he did not have enough shots or takes to fill out most of his scenes. So he and editor Kevin Grutert created their own filler shots by doctoring some of them to make them look as if they were filmed through a surveillance camera. I guess that wouldn't be hard to do. Just put something around, I guess, at the end of the lens to make it, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a movie maker, so I don't know none of that shit.
No, I'm just a haunted house, half-ass builder.
Lee Wannell mentioned in the DVD commentary that the scene where his character plunges his hand down the filthy toilet is a tribute to Danny Boyle's Train Spotting in 1996.
That's interesting.
Yeah, did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Crazy movie too, man. Lee Wannell revealed in an interview that Adam and Lawrence were originally going to be trapped in an elevator.
That would have sucked.
Yeah, it would have. That would have been too close. Did you ever see that movie Devil?
When they Devil with
that was
Ryan Reynolds, wasn't it, in it?
I think so. I can't remember. But somebody else was in that too, but it was too close. Too close together, man.
Yeah.
All right. Danny Glover, like you said, he completed all of his scenes in 2 days. They started on this film in 2001.
Yeah, it was they had it planned for quite a while.
Tobin Bell lay face down for all the scenes in the bathroom. No dummy was used.
Yes, indeed he did. And they actually had a dummy, I think, already made.
A backup one?
And he's like, I think it was to be done. They didn't expect him to lay in the floor the whole time. But he volunteered to do it.
And because they had some shots on him for, you know, like a good length of time. And he wasn't moving, dude.
No, I thought it was a dead body laying there. Yeah, I really did. Too. I would never have expected anything else.
That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
That
fucked me up
when I saw that. Honestly, yeah. that was one of the more shocking moments of
my movie watching.
I saw that in the theater.
Jaw dropper for sure.
That and maybe some of the Final Destination movies were sort of like, yeah. Whoa.
Cary Elwes filed a lawsuit against the producers and the production company because he only received an anonymous salary with back-end revenues. He claimed to have been promised 1% of the profit, which would be considered since the film's earned over $100 million globally. The case was finally settled out of court, but due to the disagreements, Elwes chose not to be involved with any of the sequels until Saw 3D in 2010.
Yeah, that is why he was Dr. Gordon disappears mysteriously. A lot of people always ask, well, what happened to Dr. Gordon? Well, he was in a lawsuit with the producer, so he couldn't be seen. But yeah, he does come back for what would have been the last movie up until this year. Not counting the two that were made that really were sort of spin-offs, I guess you would call them. They don't involve Jigsaw.
Yeah. Casting director Amy Lippins chose her ex-husband for the role of Mark. Car chase was filmed in the garage of the warehouse by turning off the lights, adding some fog, and shaking the cars while filming from the front.
Hey, when you got a low budget, you got to take care of business.
So they weren't even driving them. You can't really tell, though.
No, you can't tell at all.
Because the way the scene was made. There were no exterior shots in the film because the production team could not afford them.
They didn't need them anyway.
No. That might have messed up the whole movie. You never know. Just the way the stuff was going on, nothing would have fit outside anyway, you know?
No, not at all.
Yeah, the MPAA originally rated the film NC-17. I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly.
Duh.
Yeah.
Due to the
film. Although it's not nearly as bad as the sequels.
Yeah.
They just get worse with each one as far as the gory. It actually
it's like you got to really be a sicko to think of some of them things to kill people like that, man. That's just some crazy shit, dude.
Well, you know, at one point this they called it a horror porn.
Yeah.
Or torture porn or whatever. And this was sort of the beginning of that.
Yep, in a way, yeah.
I think a Hostel was sort of the
it had more of that content in it than these do.
The Hostel guy said that they went to Lionsgate, and Lionsgate's like, we're not releasing that. And they're like, why not? You release the Saw movies. And Lionsgate said, yeah, do noted. So they put out the Hostel movies.
Yeah, James Wan had to cut out a little content to get an R rating. What's the difference between the unrated version and the R rate? How much is cut out of that?
I don't know.
Can you really tell?
It's just gore.
Oh, okay.
When they put out these unrated movies, there's not but just a few minutes of gore contained in them. It's not like it changes the movie any.
Shawnee Smith was battling the flu with a 104 degree fever while shooting her scenes. That's crazy.
Now you do know that James Wan and Lee, they actually got motivated to do this after the Blair Witch Project.
Yep.
That's when they decided, you know what, we can make us a movie. Let's do it. And they did. So everybody likes us trash on the Blair Witch Project but me, but that movie inspired a lot of people to get their asses in the ring. Well, I'm talking wrestling talk now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Here we go. The shots in the R-rated version, according to James Wan and Lee Wannell, included ones of Amanda sifting through the intestines, Paul struggling through the razor wire, and some forensic scenes.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot that went out.
The color was made more even, and the sound was altered because the MPAA had problems with the tone of the original cut shown at the Sundance Film Festival. So I must have seen the unrated version last night because I seen all them scenes.
Yeah, I don't think there is a non-unrated version that's out at this point. The Lionsgate is notorious for double dipping, triple dipping, quadruple dipping. And I think the first initial DVDs were the rated version, so they could come back a year later and release the unrated version.
Yeah.
So now I think on they're only available in unrated, to my knowledge.
Is there Blu-ray? Is this out on Blu-ray?
It's on 4K, dude.
Oh, really?
I got it right here.
Yes, you do.
I sure do. We'll get to that in a minute.
All right. Composer Charlie Clauser had 3 weeks to compose the score, but it took him 6. Shawnee Smith shot all her scenes one day while she was sick with a 104 degree fever.
You said that already.
she couldn't. No,
you already said that.
Yeah, but it didn't say earlier that shot her in one day.
You already said that. You're repeating yourself. I think you've run out of trivia.
What?
You're repeating yourself.
In October 2014, the film was re-released to select theaters for 1 week, honoring its 10th anniversary. Did you go see it again in the theater when it came back out?
No.
Okay, now I got a question here.
Okay.
The opening scene when he's in the bathtub.
Yeah.
What's that blue light that's floating on him? And then it goes down the drain. What was that?
I think it was like a flashlight or something.
Was it a flashlight?
Yeah.
Well, it was small enough to go down the drain. It looked like it was like on a keychain or something.
A keychain flashlight. How's that grab
you? I thought that was weird. Principal photography was done and converted in a converted warehouse. The bathroom set was built while other locations were existing rooms redressed. So they built the bathroom and they were started out with other locations, I guess.
Makes sense. Low budget.
Low budget. They probably could have used a Walmart bathroom.
I know they said that they sort of decided while they were filming this that it was, they had the idea this might have been like a meatpacking plant, and this is where they went and cleaned up after they were, you know, cutting up the meat or whatever.
Yeah, I could see that. Like a locker room sort of.
Yeah, a locker where they went and changed. And
it was a pretty big bathroom.
Yeah.
Like you could very tell it was an industrial setting for sure.
Well, Jigsaw has his lab or his base set up there anyway, so.
Well, you sort of find out what it is in the later movies, too, so where it's actually at, so. All right. I ain't really got nothing much that we ain't already talked about here, so.
Okay.
What else you got? What were you going to talk about, the blue or the 4K?
Well, we'll talk about the home media. So it was originally released in 2005 on VHS and DVD. And it made $9.4 million in rentals, like you said.
In the first week.
In the first week. It was the top rental of the week. The second week it remained number one. So, like you said, this thing was just a monster on
like a video store.
Video stores. Sure. Now, like I said, Lionsgate likes to double dip. They're notorious for this. So, it was in 2005, around Halloween, they released the two-disc uncut edition, which tied into the release of Saw 2. And this is where the short film was included on the DVD.
Oh, okay.
So, that's where...
Have you seen that?
I think I've still got that DVD. I don't think I ever sold that one. I've got like five copies of the Saw movies floating around somewhere. I think I might have finally sold a couple of them off. So the film was released on Blu-ray in 2006, I believe. And finally, they redone it, remixed it. Last year, might have been 2001. It came out on 4K Ultra Blu-ray, and here it is. And it also had a new 58-minute making of documentary. Lionsgate finally gave this premium treatment, but they cut a bunch of the special features out.
Oh, okay.
So that way you had to.
Did Scream Factory put that out?
No, it was Lionsgate. Lionsgate does not third party out their movies. They do their own releases. Sometimes they put some shitty releases out.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Lionsgate studio, but I don't particularly like their home video releases. For one thing, like I said, they put them out like 50 times. They take away features. They add features. So that way, you know, you think you're going to get the 4K, so you're going to sell your DVD. Then you come to find out it's not got this feature. So, but this is a good release. It's a steel case, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's got some good artwork on it. It has the slip case that, you know, you stick in there and boom, there's the saw puppet. Look at, they're right there together, them two.
Ooh, put his eye up by the other eye. No, the other way. Turn around. Oh, never mind.
Whatever. So this is a good Steelgate release. Steelgate. Lionsgate. It's a steel book. It's only two discs. It's got the 4K, then it's got the Blu-ray, which has some of the features. But the new documentary was actually, it's an hour long, and they did a good job with that. So this is probably the final release of Saw. And I'm going to tell you right now, this movie does not look good in 4K, honestly.
Really?
It's too gritty and too dark, and the 4K really actually kind of muted it out. I think that the Blu-ray probably looked a little bit better. But the sound is way better on this 4K than I've ever heard it. It's the surround sound is really good. You can hear all kinds of stuff in the surround speakers that I never noticed before.
Oh, okay. So,
whereas the picture, there's just so much you can do.
But what they lacked in the video, they made up in the audio.
They did make up in the audio. So if you got it on Blu-ray, now it was an older Blu-ray release, 2006. So it's been a while. So I would say if you got it on Blu-ray and you do collect 4Ks, you ought to pick it up. It will give you a digital copy. But let me warn you, Lionsgate is not part of the Movies Anywhere program. So it'll only go to Vudu or Apple, whatever they're calling Apple now. Apple TV used to be iTunes. So you can only pick one of the two. I usually throw stuff on Vudu more than I do Apple.
Okay.
So it's definitely a recommended release. Again, the picture's not significantly better. It might be a little more muted, but that's my review of the Blu-ray, 4K, DVD, and I never had it on VHS. Thank God I had a DVD player by then. Now, the soundtrack, we mentioned that. So, Charlie Klausner, it took him 6 weeks to complete it, like you said.
Yeah.
Fear Factory is on it, and a bunch of bands that I've really never heard of. Megadeth's... Yeah. Actually was originally to be featured, but it did not in the movie, but it was not for various reasons. Probably I would say it's label stuff, because they would have probably still been on Capitol Records by then. Maybe they were not. I don't know, but I would blame it on record labels. Cause you know, for why they did not make it.
Cause I'm sure Dave would have been all for it being on. He would have been. Yeah.
But the soundtrack itself is just, you know, more sort of noises, and I don't know how you would describe the actual score. Creepy.
Yeah, it is.
And the ending.
More like an industrial sound.
Sort of industrial. A lot of people would compare this movie to Seven with Brad Pitt
and
Morgan Freeman. They are similar in many ways. I do think that Saw was inspired by Seven. Somewhere along the line, Dee Snider's Strangeland had to be an inspiration for these people. I don't care what anybody says. That was the first real torture movie of the modern era.
Yeah.
So give Dee Snider some credit somewhere. Nobody will. I will. Strangeland is a damn good movie.
I'm putting that on the list. I don't think it's on the list.
It needs to be.
Yes, it does. Good thing you mentioned that.
The critical response to this was medium, in the middle. It was about a 50%. It kind of had a 5 of 10. So it really, the critics really did not understand this movie. A lot of people said it was a blatant imitation of Seven, which I definitely disagree with. Inspired, probably. Rip off, not at all. They're not even in the same tone. They're just both very gritty, very dark murder mysteries. Somebody beeped. You beeped.
I didn't beep.
Now, Bloody Disgusting, which is a horror review, they gave this movie, they rank it 10th of their top 20 horror films of the decade, which I don't know of the, that would be the 2000s. And I'd have to do some research, but Saw is definitely one of the top films of the 2000s. I don't remember what all came out in that decade, but I'm going to say it's definitely in the top five, probably top three.
Probably.
So that's what I got on the first Saw movie. At the time, we did not know it was the first Saw movie until it was released. And Lionsgate jumped on a sequel and they took control sort of from there. And James Wan remained as an executive producer throughout, but I don't think he had a lot of say from that stage. And he moved on to bigger and better things.
Yes. But
the Saw franchise is, I think, the second or third most successful horror franchise of all time.
Yep. Didn't you vote that on your, didn't we do a show on the franchises and you voted it number one?
I think I did, didn't I? I don't remember. We'll have to do that. If we did it again, I would change my mind. You know that. I didn't put Phantasm on the franchises that time. So, I'm a big fan of the Saw movies.
Yeah, me too.
I hope they get it back going good again, because the spinoffs were okay, but not great. So,
and that last one with what's his name, that would totally surprise me.
Chris Rock.
That totally surprised me, and that's a really good movie, man.
It was good.
Very pleasantly surprised.
It was a spinoff. It was in the world of Saw.
Yeah,
but I kind of want to see what they can do with Jigsaw himself again, if anything's left to do. So we'll find out in October.
Oh, it's coming out in October, huh?
What's that mean?
Might have to go see that in the theater, man.
Yeah, I'd go see that one in the theater. So that's all I've got on Saw.
All right. Well, what are you going to rate it?
I can't find
a
lot.
How many Saw puppets are you giving it?
I can't find a lot wrong with the Saw movie. It's the first one. I'm trying to think of any flaws that I could find in it. I don't know. I don't know that this is a flawless movie, but I don't know of anything that I could pick out of it and say, well, I would have done that different. So that being said, I'm probably going to give Saw a 5. It's definitely one of my favorite horror movies, and it's definitely the best modern horror movie of the 2000s. I don't know what's better, honestly. I'm sure if I went through a list, I would probably say, oh, well, this beats Saw out.
Yeah, right off your head, you don't know what came out.
I cannot, in the 2000s, aughts or whatever you call the decade of the 2000s, I don't know. I would say it's the best movie of that decade. Okay. So I can't find any flaws. I give it a 5.
Okay.
Maybe it could have been gorier.
Well, it still holds up, in my opinion.
It holds up well.
When it first came out, there was nothing else that could compare to it.
Except
the type of movie it was. You know? There wasn't nothing that could hold a candle to this type of movie. There was nothing else like it. Well, a little bit, but it had its own...
It was about the internet stalking, which nobody even knew existed at that point.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just talking about Captain Howdy kidnapping and torturing these people. That always reminded me of the Saw movies.
I compare them as
being similar.
Okay.
If that's a word. I'm just making up words now.
But yeah, I could watch this at least once a year for sure.
Yeah, I had a little trouble watching it last night, honestly, because I wasn't in the mood to watch anything, because I had to exercise and I was too lazy to go to the trail. So I ran around the haunted house like 15 or 20 times. So by the time I came in, I was sort of tired and just wanted to rest. But I did enjoy the documentary. I watched it once before. So I was impressed. So what is your grade on
I think they played that up. Remember the Chiller Channel? Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
I think they played that documentary on there once, and I watched that. And I haven't seen it since.
But do note, everybody note, Strangeland came out in 1998.
Yeah.
So there you go. People did not give Dee Snider credit for what he did in that movie. Except for me. And I told Dee that when I met him. I said, two things. Strangeland's the greatest movie made. Well, maybe not the greatest, but I ain't gonna tell Dee Snider otherwise. And Widowmaker was his best band he ever had. And he looked at me and he smiled. He said, you know what you're talking about, dude. And then we talked about Widowmaker for a minute. So what are you giving this?
I'm going to give it because I don't think nothing's
don't
perfect.
Fives.
Huh?
Nothing's perfect, man. Well, yeah, Halloween.
Just like your job review every year. You ain't never going to get a five.
Actually, I did one year. I did.
Only you, man. Only you.
I did.
I'm going to give it a 4.8. Saw puppets. Guess that's close enough to a five.
I guess.
For his being this being his first movie, man, he did an awesome job on it for sure.
They did great.
They did great. So
now the sequels, they are a different world altogether.
Yeah.
Some of them are slow, some of them flat suck, some of them are excellent, and I could probably rate them if I had to. I don't know that we're going to review every Saw movie. That would be a long process. If you want to take it on like y'all are doing the Apes, I'm willing to commit to it, but it'd be about a 2-year project.
Yeah, for sure.
We haven't reviewed anything all the way through from start to finish. This Fantabs is maybe the closest.
It's because we got to change it up, man.
I know. Every time I try to, oh, we did that last week. You can't do Megadeth.
If you want to do Megadeth, go ahead, man.
Well, no, I'm going to do Bruce Dickinson's first solo album here.
Oh, okay.
This week or next week. You've got something planned this week, I think.
So. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's very controversial.
Now you're going to get his banned.
No,
maybe
I'm
don't
gonna...
put this one on YouTube.
Huh? Oh, I'm going to put it on YouTube, but...
You hide your face, and we get more viewers when you hide your face. What is up with that?
I know. What's going on with that?
When you hide your face, we get more viewers. I think you need to fucking shave your head or something. Maybe that'd help.
Shave my head?
Yeah. Here's a contest. If we could get the viewers and the listeners to do something, what would you do to cut your hair all off?
Ooh.
What would it take for you to cut your hair
off?
Not
bald. I won't be bald.
Not bald, but to cut your hair. What could we get at the listeners and the viewers to get Brett to cut his hair all off?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
You're going to have to think about this for a week.
Yeah.
I'm challenging you. This is the Saw Challenge, we're calling it, because it came out the week
now.
Of the Saw movie.
I'm in deep thought.
Yeah. Mm. I'm challenging you, Brett.
Oh.
Cut your hair off for the show. But the viewers and the listeners are going to have to give something back. So this is our contest. You said you wanted a contest. I challenge you.
Okay.
And no, I will not cut my hair. Sorry. Don't even ask.
Well, if I cut my hair, it ain't going to be no shorter than yours. I'm telling you that right now.
As long as you cut it. This is a challenge I'm making. We're going to talk about this a lot here.
Put it on social
media pages. And.
All right.
And this is it. So you're going to have to think about this one. You're
going
to have to think if you'll even do this.
All right.
We'll think about it.
We got the week. We'll think about it all over the weekend here.
Yeah.
Since it's Friday, we're recording on Friday this week.
Bubba has been challenged.
Challenge Bubba. Fuck. All right. Well, I guess that's it for Saw.
That's it.
Check us out on the social medias. Hit and like that subscribe button on the YouTube. Join the Facebook group, The Evil Ones. and
subscribe to YouTube.
Yeah, hit that like and subscribe.
Subscribe to YouTube.
Leave us an Apple review.
Yeah, you can do that too.
We haven't had one since March.
And that was when we had a challenge.
Here's another contest. If you send a if you give us a Apple review, I'm gonna send you some stickers. So
well, if you join YouTube and subscribe, I'm gonna get Brett to cut his hair off, maybe. So we'll see. We're going to talk about this and get this challenge going.
That's going to take a lot of subscribers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll all subscribe and I'll cut it off and then they'll all unsubscribe after I do it.
Well, as long as we get to the magic number, I guess. Huh?
That ain't going to do us no good if they all leave.
They won't leave. Now, I'm not cutting my damn hair off, so nobody might even ask.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening and watching, and stay evil, everybody.
Someone there? I can hear you. Who is that? Who's in there?
Jigsaw likes to book himself front row seats to his own sick games.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive. Not anymore.
You are a drug addict. Do you think that is why he picked you?
He helped me.
Don't believe Adam's lies.